Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Aaron Rodgers signs his contract, the one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's back, baby. I can't tell you how excited I am. Let's be honest. Whatever you think of him, and I'm not going to try and convince you to think otherwise. Whatever you think of him, the NFL is more interesting when Aaron Rodgers is around. Come on, don't you want to see what he's got left? Don't you want to see if the Jets made the right decision or gave up on him a year too early? Don't you want to see? Don't you want to see what it looks like in Pittsburgh? Because, I mean, let's be honest, if he fails there, Rudolph doesn't fail there. Like, they find a way to make it to the playoffs, have a winning season. Like, that has been a well-run oil machine. Now, they've had their failures in the postseason as of late. They haven't been able to win a playoff game in a while. But that is as stabilizing a franchise as you could find in the NFL. They plug away. They win 9-10 games every year. They are a good quality team. They are competing. Coach has literally never had a losing season. Like, don't you want to see if it's a disaster with him? Like, and especially now that it's not up close and personal, although it will be week one, and that makes it, I mean, come on. Come on. For the return, you know, to play the Jets alone makes it worthwhile. I mean, I am so excited. Imagine if he retired. How sad would that have been? I am so excited that he's back. This is awesome. I'm going to be locked in on the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. Because unlike Tom Brady, it got boring. I don't think it ever gets boring with Rodgers. It was just winning, and the question became legacy, and him and Belichick, are they greatest ever? Does this win make him the greatest ever? Does this win make him the greatest ever? Like, I'm so tired of Tom Brady. Rodgers is all over the map, man. And just the idea that he's back, he's playing for Pittsburgh, what will happen there? I mean, just for Jeff, is he done or will he have a far better year than he had with the Jets last year, a year removed from the injury? Or will he be a disaster like he was last year and the Jets dodged a bullet, or will we be regretting it? I know there are some people who don't care. They'll always say it was a good move. It doesn't matter. They had to get rid of him, blah, blah, blah. But we'll see. Is he going to play well and make the Jets look bad? Is he going to play poorly? Make them look smart? Is he going to come stick it to the new head coach who only spent 15 seconds with him? Or is he going to take down the Pittsburgh Steelers who haven't been taken down by all the crap quarterbacks they've thrown at you since Ben Roethlisberger? Is one of the great players to ever play the position at the end of his career going to be the disaster, dysfunctional, always saying whatever comes to his mind, causing chaos and problems everywhere he goes? Is he actually going to be that and take down not a Super Bowl winning team, not a championship level team over the last handful of years, but as stable a team and as stable a coach who apparently had a large role in him signing this one-year deal, and the Steelers felt from the very beginning that this was going to happen. I mean, the way they handled this, it felt like they knew he was eventually going to do this and sign the one-year deal. The coach waited for it. The coach is all about it. Is he going to be the one quarterback who takes down this franchise and gives them the four-win season they haven't had in forever? Come on. Who doesn't want it? I am so pumped he's back. There's nothing better. You know, and it's funny, too. I have a special place in my heart for Aaron Rodgers for one simple reason. One very selfish, one very stupid, juvenile, get back at the haters type reason. Because for whatever reason, and I know I'm a huge Yankee fan, and I don't hide that fact, and I'm as big a Yankee fan as I am anything else in my life, I get the narrative that all I talk is New York Yankees. Despite the fact that I have done nothing but Knicks for the last month and a half, I still get, off a big Knick game, I'll tweet about it, I get, you'll still find a way to make the show 4 hours about the Yankees. I'm like, oh. I got Giannotti giving me it's 4 a.m. is the Yankee hot stove hour. Like, it's just this perception I talk nothing but Yankees. And I would venture to say that if you do take minute by minute over the last 2 years that I have now, this July is going to be 2 years, the 2 years I've been doing the overnight show, I think you could argue that I have talked more Aaron Rodgers than anything else. I think he has been the biggest topic and talking point than even the Yankees, and certainly any specific Yankee point. I would venture to say I talked more Aaron Rodgers than anything else in the 2 years. And so in my mind, when people say that, I always go, BS, I talk more Aaron Rodgers than Yankees. And I want that to continue. I want to still talk about Aaron Rodgers. I can't wait to get hyped up for that game one. I cannot wait to have Aaron Rodgers in this league yet again. We're glad you're back, buddy. We missed you, and I'm glad you didn't decide to walk away just yet. My man's coming back. Pumped up about it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.